Good morning. Happy Monday Motivation once again. It's your girl. I'm so excited that you are here to join me. Now, I'm going to preface this podcast by saying, your girl is fired up. I am pissed off. I have questions. I think you have questions. And I think we can answer them together. I'm angry. I'm offended. I'm enraged. All the things that I normally am not when I do a podcast. And in an effort to get to know my fellow humans, I want to share this moment with you guys because normally it comes to you pretty sedate and very calm and soothing. But maybe you're in a different place this week. Maybe you're with me where you want to just get in there and kind of grind this out. The subject here is celebrating or not celebrating the end of toxicity. And I want to talk about it from a family perspective. If you have some toxic family members, I want to know how you feel about this. So let's get started.
Okay, here is the tea. I was just confronted in a really odd location by a long-lost family member about speaking to an estranged family member of mine that I don't speak to anymore. And in an effort to live my truth and to speak on subjects that I live throughout my reality, I will tell you, like, having to kind of create a boundary between family members is never fun. It's not highly encouraged. However, I feel like we might be the first generation of people that are choosing our own tribe. I feel like if there doesn't necessarily need to be some big monumentous event that separates people within the family unit, but it could just be a difference, or that person could have a different life experience that maybe doesn't lead them to be as encouraging as they should be, or as good a listener, or as supportive, or any of those things. I don't think it has to be some giant, horrible blowout over Thanksgiving dinner. However, you could just choose to spend your time with other people. Is that normal? I think that's pretty normal. That is what I have chosen to do with a particular family member. And I feel like that's something that's very taboo. We never talk about it because we all want to seem like we have this perfect family unit. I feel like this generation of people have chosen our tribe. We understand how important and reflective our friendships and our relationships are. I think we also have a really good understanding with how fast-paced life is. And with life being fast, it means that we are losing people faster. And I think that that has heightened our awareness that the people around us may not be around for as long as our parents' parents' friends, and we need to enjoy them and love them. And life is too short to have relationships that aren't super meaningful. So this isn't like a turning the table over at Christmas dinner kind of conversation. This is just your average run of the mill, like, we don't really talk that much, and that's really okay. Or maybe you have a different experience there, but I think that everybody can kind of relate to that. Now, I tried to reach out to my family member and express, like, you know, I think that this is really silly. Let's be adults. And, you know, if being adult just means that we can be, you know, together in a room and kosher and everything's totally fine, then I feel like that's a beautiful place, because after all, I would never want other family members to be made uncomfortable by our lack of a relationship. That wasn't reciprocated to me. I reached out for 1 year's time, and then I bought a bunch of books and I bought a bunch of things to educate myself on how best to handle this situation. And you know what? The conclusion I came to was that person may feel, you know, if that person may feel like I'm the toxic one. Maybe that person feels like they had to create their own boundary because maybe something that is going on in my life in particular has created something where that person feels like maybe they compare themselves to me, or maybe they, you know, don't desire to have the same goals as I do, or whatever that may be. Maybe that person has a boundary and I need to also respect that. So that's the conclusion that I came to. I've continued to just briefly reach out from time to time, once every 6 or 7 months, just to make sure that, you know, we can be in the same room, everything's fine. And by fine, I mean, like, you know, like Instagram picture fine, not like actually reality fine. So that's where I'm at. Here's the question. After just being confronted of, like, you really need to get it together with this family member. You need to, like, you guys need to come together and be one. And I responded with this. At what point do both parties have to be held accountable for boundaries and grace? And when you extend grace, at what point do you say, okay, that's enough of the grace without reciprocity? And let me compare it to something that you might not have ever thought of, because I never thought of it until this enraged, pissed off, pity party moment where I want to blast off a Facebook message and be a crazy person, but I'm going to reel it in and have that emotional control and really think about why we do the things that we do. And here's my question. If I'm celebrated for leaving a verbally abusive relationship or a physically abusive relationship or a cheater or an alcoholic or whatever it may be, and I'm just referring to anybody in general, if I'm celebrated for leaving a toxic relationship when it's a spousal relationship, why am I forced or encouraged to endure that same pain that I'm celebrated for leaving? Why am I then ridiculed or heckled or shamed for not enduring the same type of thing when it comes from a family member? Why can't we all get along when you would never give that same advice in a spousal situation? I'm so confused by this. I'm going to look more into it. But just off the top of the dome, just my really quick advice, because this is going to be a very, very short podcast. My really quick advice is, I think it's important for us to take a breath, always maintain emotional control. In high heated situations, I find it the most challenging to be the most eloquent person in the room and to never curse under high stress situations. I believe that this allows you an elevated position with superior intelligence and superior emotional control to really walk your way through a situation and try to not create tension for others that are around you in those moments. I also never encourage people to be around toxicity that really negatively affects them. At the same time, you can't blame everybody on being toxic if you haven't first taken accountability for what your actions are creating. What kind of ripple effect are you creating throughout that situation? So I just think overall accountability every single place. And then I question that, and I want you to really think about that. Why are we celebrated for taking a position and a stance for ourselves when it comes to our spousal relationships, but we're not held to the same standard and celebrated in the same way when it comes to family? Ponder that. Share this with me on your social media outlets. I'm going to come up with more solutions for next week's podcast. You may get a twofer next week once I dive more into this subject and think more about it. I love you guys. Have an amazing rest of your day.